European Central Bank holds interest rates as tariff turmoil keeps policymakers on edge. Trump's aluminum tariffs may be sparking a green recycling boom, unintentionally. El Arian breaks ranks with Wall Street, says Powell should resign to preserve Fed independence. Treasury Secretary Bessent calls for a review of the entire Federal Reserve. Brexit made businesses abandon the UK. Trump's hefty EU tariffs could bring them back. 30% is untenable. From Irish whiskey to Italian cheese, Trump's tariff threat rattles EU exporters. Inflation outlook tumbles to pre-tariff levels in latest University of Michigan survey. Israel's stock market outperforms Middle East counterparts despite multi-front wars. Kevin Warsh touts regime change at Fed and calls for partnership with Treasury. Trump denies that he plans to fire Powell, highly unlikely. Wholesale inflation measure was unchanged in June. UK inflation hits hotter than expected, 3.6% in June. Inflation picks up again in June, rising at 2.7% annual rate. Inflation report Tuesday should provide clues on the impact tariffs are having on prices. India's inflation cools to 2.1% in June, extending slide to more than six-year lows. Treasury posts unexpected surplus in June as tariff receipts surge. Trump announces 35% tariffs on Canada starting August 1st, warns of higher levies if Ottawa retaliates. Inflation expectations drift back down to pre-tariff levels. New York Fed survey shows Trump threatens extra 10% tariff on countries that align with anti-American BRICS policies. Here's where the jobs are for June 2025. Government sector leads the way. U.S. payrolls increased by 147,000 in June, more than expected. With June jobs report looming, DOGE government layoffs could start becoming a factor. The private sector lost 33,000 jobs in June, badly missing expectations for a 100,000 increase, ADP says. Core inflation rate rose to 2.7% in May, more than expected. Fed's preferred gauge shows Fed Governor Bowman favors July interest rate cut if inflation stays low. The Fed is likely to keep rates the same but give a forecast that moves markets. What to expect? Retail sales fell 0.9% in May, worse than expected, as consumers pulled back. Consumer sentiment reading rebounds to much higher level than expected as people get over tariff shock. Here are the three reasons why tariffs have yet to drive inflation higher. UK Finance Minister Rachel Reeves' spending plans risk creating a snowball effect that pushes borrowing costs higher.